Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji has served the Bemidji area with arts programming and special events for decades now. And COVID has, of course, changed how things happen at Headwaters School. And one of those events that has been changed this year that has become kind of a yearly ritual around here these past few years is the Bemidji Sings event. It's the local qualifying event for a larger competition called Minnesota Sings. It's a statewide competition, and it's a pretty big deal. Last year, the winner of the statewide competition came from the Bemidji Sings competition, April Aylesworth, and you can find that interview on our website. April talked about the experience of competing in Bemidji Sings and then going on to the state competition. Here to tell us more about how this year's program has changed and is going to go virtual is Tricia Andrews. She's the executive director of Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning, Katie.
Thank you for taking time to talk today.
Of course.
So how has life changed at Headwaters? I know that that school is usually a buzz with humans of all shapes, sizes, and ages running around to different kinds of lessons, whether it's visual arts or music arts, all kinds of stuff. Well, how is it different over there now?
Well, it has been pretty quiet to be in the building nowadays, with a few exceptions, as we've been able to hold a few things in the building. But my gosh, this spring and into the summer, the main program that we were able to continue was our one-on-one music lessons with over 200 students, both kids and adults, close to 250 that did their lessons with their instructors virtually by Zoom or Skype or those sort of options. So it was surreal to either be working from home or here in my quiet office, knowing that that good work was still going on. And we heard from families who said that at least this is something we can count on. That is almost the same that happens each week. So that is something we were able to do, although it was different. And then the other activities like the after-school art clubs and pottery and the Headwaters programs like the First City Singers and the Bell Choir simply closed up shop in March. So that was that abrupt change that I don't know, we're still feeling it. Yeah. And then now to be thinking about how it will look this fall is where there's still some summer activities going on, but now we're putting our energy towards fall programming.
Later I want to talk about what summer activities, what is going on at Headwaters after this week, because I know that you've been working really hard to sort of, I liked how you mentioned it's almost like it's a normalcy having kids continue their lessons. And it helps them exercise their brains in different ways than online school as well.
Right.
So this week, Bemidji Sings is happening, and it's virtual. I was talking to, I won't reveal which finalist's mother I was talking with, but it sounds like it's quite a deal that you're organizing online. The way she said it feels like it's going to be almost like American Idol, where there's like backstory and, you know, it seems pretty full.
Well, this is the third year Bemidji has been involved, so it does feel like to me too, like, oh, we've always done this, and we've had some really good live shows that have been, last year's was a sold out show, so just fun for the audience and fun for the participants. This year, we are following what the statewide event is doing with having online submissions. So we didn't do live auditions this year to qualify the finalists, but did accept their submissions, and now we've received their video recordings. So that is kind of a lot to ask of somebody, and I'm realizing more as we're working with individuals on having decent visuals and good sound so that they that we're able to judge their voice. So those basic processes of being judged on on their singing and some other criteria by our from our out-of-town judges. That's still the case, but this year the submitted videos will be part of that final show that is being produced by David Eichels of Deuces Wild, who has been our pretty fun MC the last couple of years. So he's taken on the kind of fun. He said it's fun. He says he loves doing this sort of thing. But we are doing some interview clips of our contestants that will be built into the show. So I'm kind of excited about it, too, that it'll be a nicely produced, about 2-hour show that will feature our contestants, and it'll tell about Bemidji. It will shine a little light on April Aylesworth, last year's winner, and Carrie Grace Eckhoff was a third place winner at the statewide event too. So we have some good bragging rights from last year's show. So that will be the format, and it's so it will be pre-recorded, but the judges will have viewed the videos ahead of time, so we'll be able to announce the winners at the end of our show. So how fun is that? Mm-hmm. A reason to watch it seems to me. And then something that we wanted to incorporate this year with the live show was kind of a People's Choice Award, and just to involve the audience a little more. So as people are watching it on YouTube, on our Headwaters Music and Arts YouTube channel, they can send in their vote for the person that they would want to give a little extra love to. So we don't have a cash prize there, but we've had some good sponsors, so it'll be a pretty fun prize package, as well as that title of People's Choice. So yeah, we're tickled about that too. And as you're thinking about, Katie, well, how are they actually going to do that? Mm-hmm. That has been the part that's a bit on the fly on how can we have people simply message us, and it looks like we'll just have them, we'll have a little link to something on our website. It'll be easy just to basically do a quick survey and give us their pick and move on. So So a little bit of technology that'll be part of that, but the link to the show will be on our website, or subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can see what else we've been up to, as well as then simply see the 2020 Bemidji Sings show.
Wow. So how many finalists are in the show?
We are at 14.
Okay. And the mm-hmm. two age brackets like there were last year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The statewide event had already changed the age brackets. So this year it's the younger one is 13 to 20, and then those 21 and older. So we have a nice assortment in those two age categories.
How did the judges, so they were reviewing these videos you'd call them, because people mm-hmm. sent in video clips of
yep.
themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then did they have like a rubric, or did they Zoom call each other? How did that judging happen?
There is a rubric that we've used each year that is the same as the statewide one with, oh gosh, I think 6 different categories that they're judged in. Mm-hmm. And then the judges are going to meet by phone and make their final decision. So that's different too, that different from that collaborative live judging that has happened the last couple of years. They'll be doing their own scoring and then confer.
Yeah.
And then secretly give maybe I'll get to know ahead of time who they chose. So
what time is the show Thursday? What time should people tune in?
It's online. At 7:00.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So after that, after August 6th, there are some other things brewing at Headwaters School as you round out the summer. You want to talk about those a little bit?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay.
We've made some changes to our summer programming So our last two art camps of the year we've decided to not hold at the end of August, in part because we'll be gearing up for the fall and just being more careful all the time on what is safe and realistic to be able to do with all that's going on. Mm-hmm. But the one that we are focusing on right now and are awfully excited about is our jam band camp that will be headed up by Cassidy J. Slaughteroff August 11th through the 14th. It's for young people ages 13 to 18 who play really any instrument. It'll be a small group of 6 to 8 young people along with Cassidy and perhaps a guest instructor or two. But, and I like that it's in the afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. You know, what a nice not have to get up early, not have to stay late. So that will be a chance for young people to learn the dynamics of being a part of the band and working together as a group and building your skills and experiences on being in a band. There's so much of music making that happens in isolation, so this ready-made chance to work with some other people and to just be creative and dig into all of those things over the course of a week. And it's a bit of an introduction, a trial one. We hope to establish a jam band program come this fall so that, again, young people can have that experience, but on a week-by-week basis instead of that intense one-week camp.
Interesting. There's something unique about a jam band as opposed to, you know, playing a song methodically as the music dictates you to play it. Jamming is a little bit different.
It sounds as I'm not a musician, but but that idea of being collaborative and, you know, people have a chance to shine. And I learned that there's not a vocal singer as part of the jam band concept for that reason, so that it can really just focus on the music instead of feeling out like you're backing up the singer. It is that chance to just really, everybody gets a chance to be in the lead or have that shining role. And so it is. It is, our vision has been, where's our rock band camp? And so this is a variation of it that feels like a good thing to give a try.
Oh, very interesting. Cassidy will be a great instructor for that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So patient and fun and wise. Mm-hmm. He's impressive, for sure.
Very good. And then the regular classes will start again in the fall, one way or the other, it sounds like.
One way or the other, yes. Okay. I know there's announcements coming up for schools and school districts, but we are planning, unless we're not able to, we are planning in place or in the building lessons, knowing we can manage the number of people that are in the building and just be really mindful about that.
Right.
We have on August 22nd, a Saturday sign-up day, to give the community a chance to stop in and check out our building and to find out exactly what we have to offer with the art clubs and pottery and music lessons and singing lessons. So we're going to put a little bit of energy into encouraging people to stop by on Saturday, August 22nd as well.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. We'll put August 6th on our calendar to tune in at 7 o'clock and support these local musicians, these vocal musicians who are amazing and kind of fun to include people from out of town with this online version of this experience.
In which way?
Like family that maybe couldn't travel to watch them in person can tune in now online.
One of the things that I keep thinking of, and others too, the unexpected benefits of these times that maybe we'll always have it recorded or at least available and share it electronically so that it is available to others. And so who knows, it's going to be the next best thing, the next great thing.
Yeah. Well, kudos to you guys for figuring out how to work around this issue of performing live in front of a studio or in front of our actual audience.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Well, thanks, Tricia. Headwatersmusicandarts.org to find out more about programming, classes, and, of course, the Bemidji Sings competition. Have a good day.
Oh, thanks, Katie. You too.
Thanks, Tricia.
Bye.
Tricia Andrews is the Executive Director of Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji.